News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. International Security Assistance Force officials are saying five NATO-led service members have been killed in a helicopter crash in southern Afghanistan. Officials for coalition forces say they have not determined what caused today's deadly crash. Officials are not providing any information on the nationalities of those killed. President Obama is visiting Malaysia. He landed in Kuala Lumpur earlier today as the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Southeast Asian nation in nearly 50 years. Earlier in the day, the president took time to speak to members of the U.S. Armed Forces in Seoul, South Korea. Folks in eastern North Carolina are checking out the destruction after what's believed to have been a tornado that tore through, leaving thousands there without power. Also, new economic sanctions against Russia over its actions in Ukraine could come as soon as Monday. A senior U.S. official says each member of the group of seven countries will decide which measures to impose. And it appears the teenager who allegedly went on a stabbing rampage at a Pennsylvania high school planned the attack in advance. A criminal complaint released yesterday said 16-year-old Alex Riebel told a security guard and vice principal at Franklin Regional High School that his work was not done and that he had more people to kill. Closer to home, a former Wausau businessman has been found guilty of several felony crimes, including sexual assault of a teenager, racketeering, theft, and securities fraud. Jay Fisher pled guilty to two sexual assault charges and no contest to seven other charges before Marathon County Judge Greg Huber on Friday. Fisher previously operated Valley Title and used the business as a title agent when refinancing a mortgage or purchasing a home. Fisher received more than $1 million from 10 real estate transactions in 2009 and 2010. He reportedly failed to pay off the old mortgages, resulting in dual active mortgages on the homes. Fisher also purchased a Waupaca County campground in January of 2011 using funds from four investors in what the court determined was securities fraud. The former Wausau Newman teacher and coach facing child porn charges will have a new judge hear his case. Michael Switalski is facing eight felony counts of possession of child porn in Marathon County Court. His attorney, Richard Lawson, had requested a new judge be assigned in the case, and Lamont Jacobson will replace Jill Falstead. Switalski is free on a $35,000 cash bond. An Illinois man has been arrested in connection with two hit-and-run deaths. Authorities say the 24-year-old suspect from Park City was arrested in Rock County on Thursday. A tipster led police to his damaged SUV, matching the description of the vehicle in both deadly motorcyclist deaths. 24-year-old Mitchell Vance and 18-year-old Devin Julius were both killed in the hit-and-run crash near the town of Harmony last Sunday. It's Drug Take-Back Day in Wisconsin today, an opportunity to solve several problems with one good spring cleaning of the medicine cabinet. First, you keep those drugs from getting into the environment because wastewater treatment plants can't remove compounds from lakes, rivers, and groundwater. Also, getting the drugs out of the house eliminates the possibility that someone will misuse them or get addicted. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says that preventing the first unnecessary exposure to opiates is vital in keeping people away from things like heroin.
It's horribly important because we have a heroin epidemic. Everyone has known for years now we've had a prescription drug abuse epidemic, but as prescription drug access has fallen off, we've had more people who have become addicted to prescription opiates who are now turning to less expensive, easier to access, and often pure heroin.
We've got a link to collection sites on our website at WSAU.com. If you're in the Antigo area, it's a good day to clean out broken electronics and appliances. Avail of Antigo and Wausau's Good News Project are collecting recyclable electronics at the Langlade County Fairgrounds until noon today. It's a good way to keep old computers, monitors, printers, microwaves, and things like that out of the landfill. A new 3-on-3 basketball tournament will start in Wausau this summer. The Wausau Central Wisconsin Visitors and Convention Bureau, which operates the Badger State Games, is beginning their own tournament as part of the Badger State Games. It replaces the Gus Macker Tournament. Russ Barr is with the Bureau and the Badger State Games. He says the first thing players will notice is that there are going to be referees this time around. He also indicated that Macker participation was down in recent years, but expects this inaugural event will start small and grow.
It'll be a little bit nicer. We're going to have each court is going to have officials so that will make calls where Gus Macker doesn't have officials to actually make the call. Players make calls, so it'll keep the game a little more in control and make it a little more actual basketball.
Hundreds of people will be walking in Rothschild for a cause today. It's the Walk MS event at the Patriot Center. Multiple sclerosis affects the central nervous system, interrupting the interaction between brain and body. The Walkers are raising money to support services for about 10,000 MS patients and their families in Wisconsin. And the state legislative session that ended earlier this month featured lots of partisan bickering, but also some cheesy cooperation. John Colbert has more.
One issue involves protecting Wisconsin cheese labels.
Europe is trying to take back its cheese names. When you travel to South Korea, you cannot buy feta or gorgonzola from the United States anymore. They signed an agreement with the EU saying feta only comes from Greece, and Roquefort comes from France, and Parmesan can only come from Italy. So it's a problem for us.
Wisconsin Cheesemakers Executive Director John Umhafer was pleased both houses of the state legislature in bipartisan votes approved resolutions urging U.S. trade negotiators to fight those label restrictions. In Madison, John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's a look at news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.